like Capturing the Freedmans last year, a few Sundance films this year are going to get picked up and seen nationally. For a guide to what looks good, we turn to the host of the public radio program Theater Talk, James Taylor.
For some time now, it's been a cliché to say that the Sundance Film Festival has gone Hollywood. Movie stars, cell phones, and entourages have long been fixtures at the festival, but for purists and cinephiles, there was always one refuge from all that glitz and hype: the documentary competition. This all changed last year when docs like Capturing the Freedmans became the talk of Park City and then went on to become major hits on the arthouse circuit as well. 2003 turned out to be a banner year for documentaries in general, which has only added to the nonfiction frenzy currently taking place at Sundance. Just how frenzied is it? At one screening last weekend, an agent from a major industry firm waltzed into the theater with his expensive all-access pass, only to be told, "Sorry, sir, we're all full." The movie he was trying to see was a documentary called Supersize Me, which might be described in Hollywood shorthand as Roger and Me meets Fast Food Nation. Filmmaker Morgan Spurlock goes on a 30-day all-McDonald's diet and keeps the DV camera rolling as he and his doctors observe the effects of these not-so-happy meals. The only thing more talked about than documentaries this year was festival founder Robert Redford. There was much gossip about his unflattering depiction in the new book by Peter Biskin, Down and Dirty Pictures, and he was also making his Sundance acting debut in The Clearing. The premiere on Sunday evening was the hottest ticket in Utah, as everyone wanted to see Redford, both in person and on screen. Redford plays a kidnapped businessman in The Clearing, a well-crafted movie that may technically be an independent film, even though it looks and feels like a studio picture. Features like The Clearing, with big budgets and big stars, are becoming the norm at Sundance, but my favorite film of the festival is a true independent. Napoleon Dynamite, a Rushmore-esque coming-of-age film set in rural Idaho, was made without name actors for only $400,000. This charming film has an entire yearbook's worth of embarrassing high school moments, which made its standing-room-only audience roar with laughter. But it also contains real emotion, as first-time director Jared Hess somehow makes small youthful pastimes like tetherball and class elections feel both profound and whimsical. Napoleon Dynamite is a nostalgic look, not just at adolescence, but at a time when Sundance was a place, not just for high-profile documentaries, star vehicles, and studio deals, but for small, low-budget narrative films trying to find an audience. Fox Searchlight has picked up the distribution for Napoleon Dynamite, which could become a cult hit, and prove that narrative features, as well as documentaries, are still keeping it real at Sundance.
James Taylor hosts Theater Talk from member station KCRW in Santa Monica.